we have this precious gospel today because it was Philip who asked the question, and this is the feast of Philip and James. So we have this text. The first line, I am the way, the truth, and the life, is answering Thomas, if you remember. Where I am going, you know, and you know the way. And Thomas says, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus says, I'm the way. I'm the truth and the life. You see, no one comes to the Father except through me. I'm the way. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him. What a challenge. When was the last time you saw the Father? What does that mean, to see Jesus and to see the Father? John, writing this, is writing it not as a record of the past, but as a proclamation for the future, for us. So what does it mean? You see? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? This is powerful. This is the Lord God himself, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, opening up for us in inspired words the very mystery of God's inner life. And saying, if you really look at me, you're going to see the Father. Who am I but the eternal, infinite image of the Father? That's who I am. And I came so that you'd know him. One place you can know him is to look at the wound in his side until your spirit goes through the wound to the heart. And there you will see the love between the Father and the Son. Now, what does see mean there? It doesn't mean see, does it? Can't. It means see. See the Father. You can see why Philip, who doesn't get it yet, but you know, oh, just show us the Father. And Jesus says, Philip, I did. This is a great invitation. It's one of those places. I was looking, you know, that we have those books, collects all the sayings of the fathers, the relevant, and puts them as a commentary. Huh? Well, I was looking at it this morning, and Augustine and Chrysostom and Ambrose and all these great doctors, mystics of the church, talking about this text. You see? But that's promised to us. This is not a secret for Augustine and Ambrose. It's right here for everybody. Would you like to know the Father? Oh, yes. Then just come to me. Come to me. There is a text. If we were going to continue, we won't, because we're just taking this part. But in 14:21, we're in 14. It says, the one who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And I will love him. Well, first it says, and he will be loved by my Father. And I will love him. And I will show myself to him. Promise. And so, you see, this is a lesson for us. It's better to go to the Lord and say, I don't understand a thing. I never saw you. I never saw the Father. Please, what are you talking about? You know what he'd say? Do you listen to what I tell you to do? Do you listen? Didn't I tell you, whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me? And that's the one who'll be loved by my Father. And I will love that one and show myself to him, guaranteed. And so, it means keeping the commandments. Yeah, the big ones, don't kill, don't commit adultery. But the little ones inside, forgive, pray, turn off that radio, you know. Spend time in prayer today. Intercede for peace in this world and for the soul of poor Osama bin Laden. Imagine going down into death with all that murder on his heart and on his head. God. And now he's no longer a big shot. And we don't know whether he went to hell or not. But we should pray for him. No. Hell is awful. And so you see, and I will show myself to him, guaranteed. And as that begins to happen, we see the Father. Because the Father shows himself to us. Now, we may not be, oh yeah, well, this is Jesus showing me the Father. It doesn't work that way. The Father fills our whole horizon. And all we see is the Father. And we're ravished. Finally, I have met that one, and you know it in your spirit, that is the foundation of everything. And he's totally believable, totally trustworthy, totally beloved. And that's the source of all reality. What a healing. I want to read for you in the last couple of minutes some of the words of our Lord to Conchita. You all know who Conchita is, right? You don't know who Conchita is. Well, what's that? You do. Bueno. She's a Mexican woman. Her cause is up. She's venerable already. Actually, very enlightened person. She founded an order of priests, an order of nuns. She was the mother of 9 children. Kind of busy. But the Lord talked to her a lot. And Raniero Cantalamessa once said, if you just take her work on the Trinity, that would be enough to have her named a doctor of the church. So she's on her way, right? All right. This is our Lord talking to her. No, well, it's the Spirit talking to her. The substance of the Father is love. The substance of the Father is love. Like the substance of the candle is wax. The substance of the Father is love. And so great is his love for man that he gave his own Son to redeem the world. That's a huge love. The substance of the Son is love. And a love so great for the Father and for men. Didn't we just hear that? You know, that he gave himself up to suffering to save them for the honor of the Father. I don't do anything unless I see the Father doing it. See, today just say, Lord, can you show me more of that family life? I would, and you know, like Philip, show me the Father. What's he going to say? Look closely at me. And you'll see him. As for me, the third person, the Holy Spirit goes on, my substance is love. In concordance with the Father and the Son and for the glory of the Trinity, taking part in the mystery of the Incarnation, accompanying Jesus throughout his life, attesting to his divinity, and sealing the work of redemption, protecting the Church, my Immaculate Spouse. You see how the Lord would like to instruct us? We say, well, I'm busy. Well, I mean, 9 kids. We can do this. I don't have hours for prayer. It's all right. You'll get them when you need them. You know, you're flat on your back with a cold or a bad back, and you get plenty of time to pray. So don't turn on the TV. But the Lord will see to it, and he doesn't need a lot of time. Think about your own life. Those touches that you have received from God, how long did they last? 5 seconds? 10 seconds? But you've never forgotten them. Right? God is not like us. He doesn't have to preach overtime. So let's